This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the cases we've studied in the book of Judges, it's apparent parents had a lot to do with how their children turned out. It's obvious that a significant life of service doesn't necessarily cause the next generation to have similar convictions and lifestyles. Teaching children who God is and sharing what He has done in the past, especially in your life, has the potential for significantly impacting your children. Standing with your child when they do something for God and come under attack from others will strengthen their commitment. This was seen in the life of Gideon. It must be said, however, that a child is a free moral agent and might spurn what you model and teach them. This brings heartache to the parent, but should not cause them to give up hope. God can reach hardened hearts and break stubborn wills. He can handle the proud and arrogant. As a parent, trust Him to continue working in the heart of your child to ultimately fulfill His purpose through them. He did this dramatically in Samson, and ultimately He did more in His final act as a judge of Israel than in all His previous ventures combined. Finally, remember, the Holy Spirit is your ally if you want to lead your child into the truth and equip him to face victoriously the challenges he will encounter in life. All the great things accomplished by the judges recorded in the book of Judges were done in the power of the Holy Spirit. Trust Him to work in and through you and others to influence and empower your child to live with and for God. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.